Alright guys, so welcome to the P Alpha Music Podcast. This is another episode. This is your host, Paulo Jervis Vargas. Make sure that you like, subscribe, you listen to the podcast on YouTube or Rumble. And be sure you listen to the podcast in Anchor.fm, Spotify, and other platforms. Make sure that you share the content with your friends as well. This is the episode 105th from the P Alpha Music Podcast. Today's topic: should you keep your word? As a person, should you keep your word? Okay, so let's start from the beginning. Let's reframe, what does that mean, right? So what does it mean to keep your word? Okay, essentially is doing what you say you will do. Okay, so when you tell your colleagues that you will share the next week meeting, you turn up on time and do a good job. Or when you inform your manager that you will have to report on his or her desk by tomorrow morning, you will deliver. Oh, let me just put it simple. When you tell your friend, hey, I'm gonna meet you Saturday at 9 a.m. in this store, I'll be there, right? You keep your word. If you're telling your wife, hey wife, Sunday at 10 a.m. we're gonna go have a good time with the family, you keep your word. Okay. To yourself now, you say, you know, when I go back to my house, right, I'm gonna do this and this and this, and you follow through. That's keeping your word. And that's the hardest part, the hardest one, when you have to keep your word to yourself. You know why? Because nobody is watching, right? You think you can just lie. That one is very important. So that's basically what it is, keeping your word. Now, let's go now why you should keep your word. It says, failing to keep our word communicates our value and standards. It also communicates if we value others. Every time we don't keep our word, it affects us and also affects how others perceive us. If we want to improve our self-image, our self-esteem, and becoming a person who keeps their word is essential. Okay. So what does that mean, right? What does that mean when we don't keep our words? What happens after that, right? We think it's just things that we just spread from our mouth. Now, there's consequences for this, okay? And of course, you can look at this and Google. There's a lot of articles, a lot of things. You can even see in the first research or the first link that PS on Google. So what is the consequences of keeping your word, right? Develop trust. Develop a high status of yourself. Create stronger relationships with other people, and you don't have to regret or have guilt later, feeling like, damn man, I should have just kept my word, I should have just helped this person, man, I don't feel bad now, I have to just go apologize. So now, because you didn't keep your word, you went down to apologize for something that you knew you should have done. Now, from being apologetic for something simple, your self-esteem will go down. Now, this is where you trying to just double do it, and you just become a simp or a very low self-esteem person that cannot be trusted, right? And there's a lot of difference. There's hundreds of benefits of why keeping your word, right? And why you should just think about that. Think about your grandparents' times. A lot of these people couldn't read, right? Or they didn't have social media, didn't have internet, didn't have a lot of things. The only thing that they have to just trust one another, it was a handshake and a trust of word. Why trusting the word of a person was very important? Because they knew if you missed that word, everybody in the town would know it. Everybody in the town would know it. So let's say that me, Pablo, I will have a negotiation, or I gave my word to Jimmy, and then I don't deliver my word to Jimmy. Jimmy will do the responsible thing and tell others, hey, don't do business with Pablo. Why? He cannot keep his word. Now, after that, there's some consequences. What are the consequences? People are not going to trust me. I'll be shameful. Low self-esteem. Right? And now, I was this close. Now, I'm this far away to just build trust. Okay? And you will think that one of the best tools of just creating trust will be kept in today's society. It happens to be that it's not the case. Why is that, Pablo? Because culture did not transfer correctly. So therefore, we're just trying to always take advantage of other people. I personally cut a lot of people in my life that they couldn't keep their word. Don't get me wrong. I'm a great guy. I will give opportunities for people if they couldn't meet a timeline or they couldn't perform. I will give them some chances, right? But having something in mind that if you told me to deliver this in this date, you didn't. So I will have it in mind. I will still keep my standard. That means the second time you don't deliver, now, right, I have the authority completely to do whatever the hell I want to do, and this case will be fire you, right? Or not work with you, okay? Now, that point started from the perspective that I'm holding myself accountable, right? Because if I don't deliver, right, in that situation, I'll be in a bad situation. So, in case to avoid that situation, I simply see myself as a first and third person and make sure that I deliver my own word, okay? Even if I say it should not be like this and this is the end, we're going to do it like that. If I was wrong, hey, I had to deliver because that was my word, right? If I messed up, it's time for me to say, you know what? I was wrong, right? But at least I feel I follow through. It's important for you to understand, right, that these things, right, goes not only for what you say, but you have to just really do it. Now, one of the reasons you should keep your word is that you don't want to be in a position where you're doubting yourself, doubting that you cannot do something, doubting that you might not have a good conscience, doubting the fact that you might not be a truthful person, because that will be reflected into your loved ones, right? Or your friends. Okay? So it's important for you to keep your word. And where do you need to keep your word? Like I said in the beginning, when there's nobody around. Why is that? Because when there's nobody around, that's when you are who you are. That time when the mind goes crazy, start thinking a lot of things, start going down the rabbit hole of weird stuff. That's who you are in that moment. That's the real you. And even when nobody's looking, and you talk to yourself, you know what? I'm going to do this. And I'm going to do this, and I'm going to just follow through. Nobody's watching. You didn't follow through. You didn't keep your word. Does that mean when someone else doesn't keep your word, you cannot say anything? Why? You cannot keep yours. If you cannot keep yours, you don't have authority to tell others that they should keep their own word. Why? Because you're starting from a position that you can't even entrust yourself. Is that fair? I don't know. It could be fair. But in my position, in my opinion, it's not. It doesn't matter what you do with other people. It only matters when you're alone, nobody's looking. Now you fix that area of your life. Now you're following through, right? Following through, which is hard. Why? Following through is just a mental exercise that you just have to practice daily. It has to be made with consistency. And most of the time will be very uncomfortable. Because we're in reality, we're not made to do things that we don't really feel comfortable, right? For example, and I do this example a lot, doing the podcast, right? Like I said, hundreds of times, I struggle a lot, right? But I promise to my friends, I promise to my wife, and I promise to myself, right? That in order for me to really believe that I can do this, I can just need to keep my word, right? That in a challenge of certain days, right? If I don't do it, I have to pay them. That's keeping my word. If I miss those challenge, I have to pay them. That makes sense? So now I have this internal conflict where I come from work. I'm tired as hell, right? And the first thing I want to do is just give up. And I keep my word. Yeah, I forgot about it. I'll figure it out later. I do it tomorrow, right? Tomorrow, I'll do it tomorrow. The thing is that when you say I do it tomorrow, it's the same thing that you're going to do tomorrow. You're going to do it tomorrow. You're going to say to yourself, let me do it tomorrow. Because you're not taking action. You're just basing your action based on emotions. All right? So now, here I am, keeping my word. Just to make this thing happen. Another thing is, keeping your word show respect to that other person. You're showing respect for other people's time. You're showing respect for the interactions that's happening. You're showing respect to yourself, how much you respect yourself, right? Respect goes a long ways, but it starts from you. And it doesn't matter if it is your family, your friends, doesn't matter who it is, right? You always show respect and you keep your things straight in this, in case your word. It's easy to say, ah, that's my little brother. It doesn't matter. Let me just come 10 minutes late. That's my wife. Let me just keep coming an hour. No. There's no difference, right? Because remember, when the time comes and that word really, really counts, right? You cannot force yourself to do something that you're not used to do. It's going to come unnatural, weird, uncomfortable, dull. So it's better for you to even, in this case, start from you, start from your close ones. And see how much you can keep your word, right? And there's a lot of articles. I mean, when you go articles in Google, you go on YouTube, you learn a lot, right? And it's almost, right? Start from the point that you can start small. You don't have to just go crazy and say, you know what? Next time that I told my boss that I'm going to do this. And no. You don't have to go that much, because in reality you're not going to perform like that. Let me give you some example of how I help myself, and I still struggle with that in the most minute way, right? I'm still struggling, but this doesn't end, right? This go deeper. If I tell my wife, right, sweetheart, this time I'm going to take a break. I told her, that's my word. I don't follow through that, I messed up. I messed that thing up. I was not responsible. I told her that. She made plan for that time. All of a sudden, I changed it. See, I messed it up. Now, for me to really understand that, I said, you know, let me follow through. Even though I think my plans can change, I already did a plan with her. See? Now, I'm being consistent. All right? So, that's one of the things that you can have or start thinking about, right? And that's a very good way. And then from there, you start practicing, right? With your coworkers, your friends. When you say, I'm going to meet you Saturday at 7 p.m., you come at 6:55, right? You remember, when you're on time, you're late. So you're only on time when you are before the time. So 7 o'clock, you're there for 6:55, right? You keep your word. And you will see how your confidence start growing, right? You can just watch the Steve Austin, I think, was a Toughen Up. I think it was the third season, when he's talking about his watch. And he say, you know what? I have this watch. I'm never late. Because being late says a lot about someone. It's true. Hey, it demonstrates character, right? Character demonstrates confidence, discipline, very important, especially when you having a job interview. Always, I'm always like an hour, 30 minutes before. One time when I was in New York, I have an interview for a music school, right? And I always have this tendency to come to the interview like 30 minutes before an hour. I come an hour before my interview time. And my interview happens to be 2 hours and a half before my time. I did my job to be there on time. They didn't consider my time. Red flag. As soon as I notice that, the ball is in my court. Now I can negotiate. And that's exactly what I did. I told them, okay, everything sounds good and everything good and blah, blah, blah. You want me to be an independent contractor, you have to pay me $30 an hour. Now we'll take care of the taxes. If that's not something you're willing to do, I'm off the change. They said, we can talk about that. I went home. And they contacted me. The only thing we can do is $20 an hour. And say, no, thank you. I'm okay with that. Went back, found another job. They offered me $30. I said, no. Too late. That's the importance, right? They always have leverage, even in the small opportunities. Okay? And this start from always keeping your word. You're going to come at that X, Y, and Z time. You better do it. All right? Okay, guys. This was episode 105th from the Piafa Music Podcast. Should you keep your word? Of course you should. No matter who it is, it's important for you to keep your word. Make sure that you subscribe on YouTube, Rumble, and BitChute. Make sure that you listen to the podcast, Anchor.fm. You know what to do. Make sure that you support the podcast in the link in the description below, and I will really appreciate it. With that, I'm out. Have a good night.